bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your, I don't want to say it either, Monday.
Yeah.
Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good weekend. Let's just get through this day so we can kind of get this week started, shall we? It is the 8th of May, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. One of the biggest things we heard about here in recent days was Facebook and TV and coming together. Yeah, Facebook TV. Remember, Facebook, they're not a media company. What a bunch of bull. And from what we're hearing as of today, you're going to start seeing this stuff about June on Facebook. Now, apparently with that, it will be about 24 original TV-like programs. Whatever the hell that means. TV-like. Meaning, yes, we'll have that original content then mixed in with whatever else they're going to acquire. Obviously, at the end of the day, it all comes down to money and ads. So get ready for a lot more of them when Facebook TV comes our way. The ads on our part, not the money. Yeah, they get to have that. The internet. And what comes after the internet? Usually piracy. Yes, it's hard to say that sentence without both of them being in it nowadays. So much so that Microsoft says, by gosh, we're going to invent a technology that's going to track you people that are storing that illegal stuff in the cloud. Apparently, a new patent for Microsoft will enable the company not only to identify and block pirated material that you stick up in the cloud, presuming right now it'll be OneDrive, but will also identify repeat offenders and then take action against those people. So much for privacy. Yeah, it's gone. Apparently, this technology will rely on what they call fingerprinting, which will make it possible to identify specific files. Meaning, if something doesn't look right with them, they're going to be flagged, and then you won't be able to share them, and then if you keep doing this, then obviously they're going to be able to find you. Now, I know, there's not really anything new when it comes to patenting stuff. We've already seen all this stuff on YouTube and Facebook firsthand. However, going up to our own personal cloud, yep, that's a new territory. I guarantee you, though, copyright holders are doing cartwheels on this Monday. Android Pay. Some of the perks that's nice about using Android Pay, as most of us know, is those reward points. And you know what I'm talking about, when you get points added to your loyalty cards on Android Pay. And it looks like you might be using your face pretty soon to take part in that loyalty program. According to what 9to5 Google has spotted, the latest version of the app found a bit of line of code there, hinting at a feature that has a visual ID in it. Basically, we'll authenticate your loyalty points by just looking at your phone saying, yep, it's me. Now, of course, you're going to have to create a face template when you activate that feature. Then, of course, once you get that up and running, to use those points, look at your phone. However, though, as I said, it's just code right now. We're not even sure if Google will ever do anything with this. Could end up like everything else does for Google. In beta. And finally, email. Spam. Yes, the perfect combination nowadays. But did you know it's 39 years ago that we got our first dose of spam? Yep, indeed. Yes, way back in 1978, a guy by the name of Gary Thurick, at least I think that's how you say his name. Anyways, he was a marketer for the Massachusetts Digital Equipment Corporation. Anyways, you might remember also a little thing called ARPANET. Yeah, remember that? Okay, I don't either. I wasn't born yet. Anyways, his little message, which by the way was all written in capital letters, so it was like mega spam, was sent to about 300 users over there in ARPANET. Anyways, apparently how this thing went down is the first spam. An official at the Defense Communication Agency called it a violation of use of ARPANET, as the network is supposed to be used for official U.S. government business only. And as you probably guessed, the contents of the message, yeah, had nothing to do with official business. Although compared to today's standard of spam, yeah, I'm sure it was pretty harmless. Particularly since the spam industry now earns about $200 million a year. And on top of that, we spent about $20 billion trying to block it. Ah, weren't those the days? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts, too. Give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. My tongue ain't working so well there. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much for listening.